This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. It's been a snowy spring, and while skiers have been thrilled, there's a flip side. This year's snowpack peaked at 145% of average earlier this month. Now that snowpack is melting, and that means mud season. The Bureau of Land Management, or BLM, is delaying opening several trails. Thick mountain snow prevented deer and elk from being able to migrate to higher elevations. The Crown and Prince Creek trails above Carbondale won't open until May 1st. The extra 2 weeks of closures will give trails time to dry out. A bill that aims to save some Coloradans money on their health insurance is gaining traction at the state capitol. Scott Franz reports.
The legislation promotes what are known as insurance cooperatives. They're groups of residents and businesses that band together to negotiate directly with hospitals and care providers for better rates. Democratic Representative Dylan Roberts of Avon says it's one of several proposals in the works that should bring down costs on the Western Slope.
It's not the silver bullet to solving the healthcare issues in our state, but it's one that I think we can all be proud of because it sends the power back to our local communities and allows them to craft what works best for them.
The bill has already passed the Senate with bipartisan support. It's now heading to the House floor for consideration. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
Yesterday, the Colorado House approved a bill to fund full-day kindergarten. The budget sets aside $175 million for it. The state currently pays for just over a half day of kindergarten. The funding will be available when school starts in the fall. The measure earned strong bipartisan support and now heads to the Senate for review. Zoe Rome, Aspen Public Radio News.